I really appreciate your taking time to meet with me today. And I wanted to talk to you about the piece that you're preparing for one book. I think you've named this. What is the name?
My piece is called Homunculus.
In your words, describe this music.
This piece is a combination of kind of two different ways of thinking about writing for percussion. This is a piece for solo percussionist. And in percussion music, there's often kind of a choice between writing something very drumming oriented, very rhythmic and active texturally, or writing something that's kind of about resonance and about hearing the sounds of these different instruments as you hit them and then let them ring. So my piece kind of combines both of those worlds. There's kind of two textures in the piece. And this corresponds a little bit to the way I think about the book, Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. But there's one layer which is very resonant and has kind of a long time scale. And then on top of that, there's a much more active, persistent, persnickety upper layer.
Why did you decide to concentrate on percussion? I hear it, and maybe I hear a little harmonica. Is there something in the book that prompted you to think that percussion was suitable?
Well, I like writing for percussion in general, and percussionists and composers get along very well together because the repertoire for percussion is still being built. So, you know, you write for the violin or the string quartet, they have a lot of great pieces to play. They could choose anything. And, you know, it's still important to write for those instruments, but percussion, they're still trying to build a collection of pieces that are very good that they can play. But as it pertains to the book, I guess my jumping off point for this piece, I kind of zeroed in on one scene in the book as the most interesting or the one that stuck in my mind, which was the scene where, I don't want to get into spoilers, but there's a scene where Christopher, the main character, finds himself in a public place and completely overwhelmed by the commotion and the noise and all of the other people, because he doesn't really like to interact with the people very much. It confuses him. And in order to kind of calm himself down, he decides to count through prime numbers. And one of the things we learn about Christopher early on is that he loves prime numbers, and the chapters in the book are numbered by the primes. So that was kind of the little nugget. I like to start a piece with one image in mind. And that being the image, this idea of an overwhelming commotion and lots of noise, percussion seemed like it would be a natural fit.
Is that the train station?
Yes. And actually, so my piece takes on, well, I mentioned that part of my thinking about the piece has to do with these two textures or different kinds of music. And for me, that has to do with the experience of reading the novel and feeling like there's an underlying story arc, and then also Christopher's perspective and his intellect and its advantages and its limitations. And we feel this broad narrative arc that would be at home in any kind of story, but we receive it through this very different kind of layer. So my piece has kind of those two layers, which are kind of meant to reflect that experience where I was reading it, but also more directly, every event in my piece actually is a prime number. So the first thing that happens is there are two gong hits, and that's the first prime number. And then there are three, and then there are five. It doesn't always count up linearly, but and it's sort of a kind of a game where no one would necessarily know that if I didn't say it. But for me, it was a kind of a fun way to start the piece and say, how can I filter my compositional voice through something that I've received from the book?
Would you please name some of the percussion instruments that you used? Some of them I couldn't identify.
Depending on how you count them, there's roughly 12 to 20 instruments. It depends on if you're counting multiples. But there are four gongs. So, you know, big circular metal, exactly what you think when you hear the word gong. There are four different kinds of cymbals. There are wood blocks, which are just literally a piece of wood that's a block that you hit with a mallet. There are crotales, which are very small, like almost like a miniature gong, really small metal discs, which sound very high pitched. There's a triangle. Actually, I think the percussionist would play two triangles, and a timpani, which is that very traditional orchestral drum, which is tuned with the foot. And there's also a kick drum from a drum set on the percussionist's other foot. So there is a little bit of element of virtuosity here where the percussionist is like a one-man band hitting all these different instruments. He's got things on both his feet. There's actually also harmonica in the piece, and he'll be wearing it around his neck like Neil Young or something, you know, and playing it without having to hold it.
Can one person do this?
I think so. Yeah, Neil Rao, who will be performing the piece, is practicing it now, and I think it's doable. It's one of the aspects of percussion is this choreography, trying to figure out how to set everything up so you can hit it in time, and switch mallets and things. So I hope so. And this theatrical element also kind of relates for me to the book, or at least the title of my piece, Homunculus. This idea that Neil is kind of trying to play all of these different instruments. He's like the control center reaching out and, you know, activating all this sound, corresponds to the idea of a homunculus, which is Latin for little man. But it's interesting because in neuroscience, homunculus is a term used for a collection of neurons in the brain, which are basically a body map. So, you know, there are neurons that correspond to your hands and your fingers and your feet and your head. And what these neurons do is they receive information from the outside world, and they also have something to do with how these different parts of your body are controlled. But for me, that kind of, that relates both to the book and my experience of reading the book as an experience of mind and the limitations of mind and getting into someone else's mind, and also to the idea of this piece as a one-man band piece where there's kind of a homunculus, like Neil is the little man behind the machine operating all of the, you know, different instruments.
I'm interested in the composition process. I've heard that a lot of composers, you know, there's the thing you plan, the thing that happens, and the thing you wish you would have done. How did things work in that sense for you?
It's certainly accurate for me, yeah, that image. For me in this piece, in some ways, I'm delighted with what happened. I've realized over the course of my compositional life that the piece that you think you're going to write and the plan that you make is never the piece that you write, or shouldn't be, at least in my case. Because if I had some kind of grand design of, and I could have, I thought about it, of writing a piece which was going to be really mathematical and kind of proportional and really significantly based on prime numbers and all of this stuff. I mean, you could imagine a piece which would be sufficiently mathematical to please Christopher if you told him all the math behind the piece. But what I find personally is that I need to filter some of these conceptual ideas, like the ones I'm talking about with you today, through my own innate sense of musicality and just what happens when I think about hitting a drum and, you know, what does my body want to do? What do my ears hear next? So it's always a dialogue for me between hopefully a strong concept or an interesting jumping off point and then wherever I end up. And I'm glad with the way this piece turned out because I feel like it tells its own story. There is kind of a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it manages to do that while still incorporating some of these conceptual elements. And for me, that's always a success when I feel like I've incorporated those images in a way that I feel is authentic. And also I end up with kind of just an arc for your ears, which feels natural.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.